Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you joining me back as we wrap up this week with some interviews from the Good News Cruise with Father Josh Fons on Ephesians chapter 2. And then yesterday, we dove in to see what is the Spirit saying to us today about Ephesians chapter 2. How is the Spirit of God revealing the gospel to us? And I want to encourage you, go listen to this week, particularly listen to the interviews with Father Josh Fons. I got to do some awesome conversations on the Good News Cruise. I love them all. And I just had so much fun with Father Josh. He's such an amazing priest. He's now out at Michigan State University. And we actually went to school together, second grade, all the way through college. And I just found so much joy and found his interviews to be very deep and inspiring. And so if you want to hear from a young priest who loves his priesthood, who loves being a priest, who loves Jesus so much, and who's diving into the Word of God, go listen to those episodes at the beginning of this week from Father Josh Fons. I think you'll really enjoy them. And he has all kinds of his homilies up on YouTube, too. He's at St. Patrick's Church in Brighton, and they're just really fruitful. He shared with us how he really has enjoyed preaching and how actually diving into the Word of God and his personal prayer has just enriched his preaching so much as he preaches God's Word. And so I just think it's so good as we're diving into God's Word to listen in homilies, to listen to priests who are in God's Word through the Liturgy of the Hours and are preaching God's Word, who aren't just telling stories, but who are preaching God's Word from the pulpit. So you can go find Father Josh's homilies on YouTube, on St. Patrick's in Brighton's website, all that kind of stuff. I think they have stuff archived there. And so it was just great to be with him. And yesterday, we talked about this reality that Paul's painting of, he's saying, don't forget that you were dead in your sin. Don't forget what sin does to you. Because when sin begins to entice us, when we begin to look at sin, we could say, oh, that actually looks really nice. That actually isn't going to be that bad. The outcome of that isn't going to be that bad. Oh, if I gossip here, no one will ever find out. Or if I do this sin, it won't be so bad, because the devil blinds us and starts to communicate to us that sin actually isn't deadly. And so what we talked about yesterday is Paul saying, remember where you came from. Remember that sin makes you dead, and you were walking on this path that was a path of destruction, that was under the rule of the power and the principalities of the demonic forces, that there's a prince of this world. And we're born into the spirit of this world, which is not the Spirit of God. We are in a dire situation without Christ. And this is the fuel for evangelization. And this is why so oftentimes we've lost our evangelical zeal. Because we're like, oh, everybody's fine. Everybody's fine. We give into this thing. Everybody's fine. Everybody is not fine. It's not fine. We're not all good. Every path doesn't lead back to Jesus somehow. Yes, God has mercy. Yes, Jesus knows people's hearts. But we do everything we can. Paul says, I work and I strive. He says, I toil and I strive with all the energy that God has given me, that God has inspired me with, to present each and every man mature in Christ. Why? Because Jesus is the one whom all riches of knowledge and wisdom are hidden in. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And without him, we're dead in our trespasses. We're dead in our sins. We're living under a different power. And even when we're baptized, this power sneaks in. We go back to our old self. And so we need to say, Holy Spirit, come and help me. Help me to not give in to temptations. Help me not walk as a child of wrath, but to walk as a child of God. So let's go ahead and pray, and let's read the second. We're going to read the second half of this passage and talk about what has God done for us. Because yes, we want to remember where we've come from with our sin, but even more, we want to celebrate each day and rejoice in what God has done for us. So join me in prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, I ask right now on this Friday or whatever day people are listening to this, wherever we are, that you would just pour out a spirit of joy and thanksgiving upon us right now. That we would just know deep in our hearts what you have done for us, and that it would give us joy, that it would give us confidence, that it would break through any distrust in you, any doubt in who you are, Lord. Jesus, we love you. We thank you for what you have done for us. Make it real to us today in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'm going to start at verse 3. It says, among these, of the spirit of the world, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of the body and mind. And so we were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I love this section because it's like this phrase breaks through the darkness, and then it builds and it builds and it builds. By the end of this passage, you're like, could this get any better? It just could not get any better. It keeps getting better and better. And so Paul's painting this picture. He's like, you were lost. You were dead in your sin. You were dead in your trespasses. You were cast off. You were far off. And you're like, okay, depressing. You're children of wrath by nature. That's where he stops. But then he says these two words that bring hope to the human race. These two words that are so powerful, that are so powerful in my life, that are so powerful in your life. He's saying, this is the hard part of the story. This is the bad news. This is what's happened to us. We were lost. We were cast off. We were dead. But God. But God. This is the insertion in my story and in your story that no matter what comes before those words, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter how rejected you are, no matter how many sins you've counted up, no matter how bad your sins are, whatever it is, wherever you're at, whatever you're carrying in your heart, God breaks into your story with this exclamation, but God, the hero of the story is here. God breaks in to the darkness of the human story and says, wait, but God, who from the beginning of time had this plan, but God, who is rich in mercy. He's so full of mercy, it flows out of him. He looks at the dire situation of the human race and he's not like, well, I better send my son. From the minute that the human race falls into sin, he's saying, I need to get them back. This is my plan that I'm going to hatch. The mercy of God flows out of him, out of the great love with which he has for us. This God that's motivated by love, that's not discouraged by the story of the human race, that's not discouraged by your failures, that's not discouraged by your sin, that doesn't look away, that doesn't give up, never excuses it, is hurt by sin, is harmed by sin, condemns sin, but never condemns us, never turns away from us out of this great love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead, we were dead. We weren't like on a life preserver and he's like, I think I can save them. I think I can do CPR. He doesn't look at us and say, they're too far gone. They're dead. It's not worth it. We're dead in our trespasses and sins. And he looks at us and he says, I can give you new life. And this is the gospel, friends, that when we're dead, not when we can still claw our way up to ourselves, not when we're still breathing, not when there's still some ounce of human vision of hope left, but when the story is hopeless, when there's nothing left to grasp onto, when it's the worst of the worst, when it's as bad as it can get, when it's the lowest of the low, when it's rock bottom and below, this is where Jesus goes on the cross, all the way to death. There's this beautiful song that I love called Even Unto Death, and it says this, lover of my soul, even unto death With my every breath, I will love you. God loves us even unto death, and he asks us to love him. This love that is stronger than death, it goes into the grave. It goes into the deepest place. It goes into the most hopeless place. Even when we are dead through our trespasses, he doesn't just breathe life into us. He makes us alive. He brings us to life together with Christ. So Christ is raised from the dead, and we're raised from the dead and raised us up with him. So now we're alive. That should be good enough. That's an amazing thing. I'm alive. I was dead and now I'm alive. Thank you, Jesus. That brings joy. But he keeps going. Raised us up with Christ, and we're seated with him in the heavenly places. This is our position. If you are baptized, if you are a believer and follower in Jesus, this is your position, seated in Christ in the heavenly places. It gives you full confidence. It gives you full access to the Father. Everything that Jesus has is yours. So he comes and says, while you were dead, I raised you to life. And not only are you alive, but you're now seated with me in heavenly places. He keeps going. Why? That in the coming ages, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. He raises us up. He seats us in heavenly places. So in the coming ages, he may reveal to you through Christ, the Father in relationship with you wants to pour out on you the immeasurable riches in Christ. Never ending, overflowing glory, power, majesty, wisdom, honor. The treasure trove of life itself is found in the glimmering, majestic, beautiful person of Jesus. And he's saying, I want to unveil to you those riches. Not only do I want to make you alive, but I want to unveil to you those riches in Christ. I want you to see. I want you to experience. For by grace you have been saved. What is grace? It's a free gift of God. Some of us are uncomfortable with this because we're like, that's Protestant. No, this is Catholic. By grace you have been saved. Works are a cooperation with grace. And faith without works is dead. But salvation is a free gift of God. What Jesus won for us on the cross, we cannot do anything to earn. By grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not your own doing. You do not save yourself. Friends, this is all that Jesus wants to give you. He wants us to rejoice in the fact that we have been saved from death. We have been given new life. We have been raised with Christ. We have been seated in heavenly places. And now experientially, God wants to give you the immeasurable riches of Christ. Sit with him and stop trying to earn it. Receive from him what he wants to give you, because you can't do it on your own. God has already done it for you, and he wants us to cooperate. And so today, Lord, we pray that this beautiful passage would inspire in us joy and gratitude, bubbling over in us the reality that you're just that good to save us from death. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.